News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community radio. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We put a new operating system in yesterday. So it sounds good to me. So let me know how it's working on your end, chat group. And yes, you can join our chat group there. Linda, of course, is still on her sabbatical and will be for at least another week. And so we have a guest co-host here rest of this week and going into next week. And today, John Dixon is here.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this
morning? John, you feeling crazy this morning?
I am feeling absolutely crazy.
Good, because there's a few things that have got me fired up this morning, too. So we'll go on for that.
Let's rock and roll.
Now, we have Jessica Delaney will be here. Now, Jessica heads up the Homeless Coalition here in Reading. And she has got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're talking about the, there's homeless, there's panhandlers, and there's transients. What is, the differences? What happens? What is it costing what is panhandling costing our city and our county and being able to help these people? And she's going to put a lot of light on this one.
So I'm looking forward to that discussion. I think we have a lot to go over.
I think so.
Concerning our, homeless in this community.
And we want to talk about the Board of Supervisors meeting, which, frankly, I'm a little disappointed with them.
City Council meeting.
And then you were at the City Council meeting, so there's a lot of stuff going on there. And then, of course, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
How you feeling today there, Bad Bob?
A little better. I'm shaking off whatever this
You still sound a little stuffy. You know, remember what I told you to do?
Yeah.
About you take the Afrin.
Yeah.
Or whatever you use. You stick it up your nose and you squirt a goodly amount in there. Then you immediately bend over like you're trying to touch your head on the ground.
I haven't been able to do that since the seventh
grade. Well, bend over as much as you can.
Bob, have you got your finger on that button?
And then what happens is that Afrin goes, or that whatever that is, goes straight up your nostrils, right into the core. And well, it is like somebody has put a hot poker up your nose.
Only a Marine would find that to be a good thing.
No, I tell you, Linda. Linda Darling taught me that. She said because they would do that, because, when they're singing all the time, they have to keep their heads clear. They would do that, would put stuff into their nose, the inhalants.
Yeah.
That,
antihistamines.
Yeah. Go down like that and then come back up and it would really clear everything out. And she's absolutely right. Now, when you do it, I'd just like to watch. Because I cry like a little
watch
girl.
Watch Facebook for pictures.
Yeah, yes. I cry like a little girl running around the house.
Could be a YouTube viral thing, you know.
It could
be. I always
thought
the musicians and singers put something else up their nose.
Well, they may do that. Or right now they're all busy growing it out in the hinterlands. We're going to talk about that too. But as we do every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning, we go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh Wiley.
Hey, well, good morning. Stocks are mixed in early trading after the World Bank reduced its global growth forecast for this year. Currently, the Dow's down 39 points at 13,495. The NASDAQ is up 2 at 3,113, while the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,470. Oil's up 28 cents at $93.51 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3%. Gold's down $8.50 this morning at $1,675, while silver's down 32 cents at $31.21 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Goldman Sachs is up $3.29 at $138.94. Apple's up $12.46 this morning at $498.35, while Qualcomm's up 12 pennies at $64.56. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on, like I said, Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They're there to give you great advice and where to do your investments. Stop by Park Marina Drive. Visit them. And you can trust them. Josh and Susan and Kathy and Chris and all the others down there. They're good people. Okay. Where's my weather report here? Somebody said it was 29 degrees today, and I don't think that was correct.
Oh, no, actually, Carl.
It was 46 when I came in.
At the Reading Airport, which is odd since nobody actually lives there, 34 degrees is what we're showing right now. Today's high will be about 64 degrees with light and variable winds. Lots of sunshine out there. Mainly clear tonight, a low of 38, and then more sunshine for tomorrow with a high of 65. Again, in Reading, 34 degrees in the report. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night. Tomorrow night, of course, is pizza night. And then Friday and Saturday, music, sporting clays, horseback rides. They're building that new cotillion with the wrought iron and glass out there. It's absolutely going to be beautiful.
Is there a permit on that?
I'm sure there must be. Okay. He says he has permits on everything, but the county continues to spend their tens of thousands a month to pursue this. It'll be interesting. To see what happens at the end of this because of what happened to the city council in our city here.
We'll
talk about that. We need to take a break, talk about that as soon as we get back. My guest co-host is John Dixon, and we've got a lot of stuff for the city, the county, and the nation here, in the next, 45 minutes. We'll be right back. Carl, Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew would like to announce a very special cigar event, and you're invited. The Rocky Patel Cigar Event. 5 to 8 p.m. January 17th at Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's the Rocky Patel Cigar Event, free to all, with cigars available for purchase. Bring your friends and enjoy a nice smoke and good company at Tobacco and Brew, January 17th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tobacco and Brew is located at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's on her sabbatical. So I have John Dixon here, a wild man. John the Wild Man Dixon. It is 7:15 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. The chat room's up. We put a new system in. I assume that y'all can hear what's going on, and it seems like it's following down. So good work. Good comments already this morning, of course. Okay. Let me talk about two things before we really get started here. There's two events here. It's both on the same day, and there's been confusion, people calling in about it. There is a housing and resource fair, and it's for anybody that served in the U.S. Armed Forces, of course, National Guard Reservists deployed to active duty. It's going to be Wednesday, January 30th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall. Food and refreshments. They have many new programs and services for you. And they're going to talk about your housing, about getting you into homes if you're a veteran. There's another one, the very same day, career fair at the Veterans Home right there in Reading. And that goes from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they're going to talk about, it's the career fair at the Veterans Home. Nursing, medicine, pharmacy, accounting, groundskeeping. These are for jobs there at the home. At the Veterans Home. So, those are well-paid jobs, my friends. You might want to give somebody a call at 224-3300. That's for the career fair. And again, for the housing for our homeless and people that can help that way, that's 223-3211 for information. And we're going to continue to talk about these and try to keep them separated. All right. All right, John, you know what? I'll give you first honors.
Well, you know what? The first honors, I'd like to know why you were just looking at me when you were reading about those good jobs on the career fair.
I was looking at you for homeless thing.
Oh, I thought you were trying to get me employed again. I mean, you know, I'm trying to stay unemployed, and here you are getting me to work.
Well, they've got, you know, things that you and I could do.
Absolutely.
Groundskeeping. You know what? Groundskeeping, you're outside. It's in the air.
Carl, it'll never work. They give you the stick with a sharp point on the end of it. You know I can't have that.
Well, that's true. You probably stab one of us in the foot.
There you go.
Okay, you were at the city council last night.
I was at the city council last night. I didn't stay for the entire thing, I have to admit, because I had some other commitments going, but I stayed long enough to see some of the controversy that was going on. One of my main issues, and I'm going to be somewhat general about it, is the really poor decisions on following judicial matters for the city. Somehow or another, we have to look with a little more economic eye at the things we get ourselves involved with in the city on a judicial level.
We're talking, of course, about the library.
Talking about the $250,000 that is going to be paid out by the city to two attorney groups, because a bad decision was made by both the council and our city attorney in regards to policies of the First Amendment, freedom of speech. First of all, the council is sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and it was rather apparent that these issues were not upholding those, and they were voting against the best interests of the city, the citizens of Reading.
$285,000.
Exactly.
$175,000 be paid the American Civil Liberties Union, and $110,000 to Tim Pappas with the North State Tea Party, now Shasta County Assistant Public Defender.
Now then, what can we do about this? How should this be reviewed, and how should they move forward with this so that we don't get ourselves into these frivolous nonsense lawsuit situations again?
And for people that don't know what this lawsuit was about or haven't been following it, what happened was the people from, I guess, the Tea Party had their tables out there on the side and were handing out pamphlets or leaflets.
Constitutional documents.
Well, somebody complained, and the head of that area there, I guess, was it Kim Niemer?
Kim Niemer.
Said, you guys can't do this. And so we're going to move you back, and the council made these rules that you had to have permission, you're going to have so much room, and went on. Well, when they did that, the Tea Party stood up, And then the ACLU. And then the ACLU rolled in because, hey, this is you're infringing on our First Amendment rights. Instead of just stopping it right there by taking a deep breath, taking a step back and ending it, they went to court. And then they went, after they lost, they appealed it, if I understand right.
And
the city appealed
at additional cost.
Oh, yeah.
And really this thing came down to one of those proverbial contests between one person and another, trying to prove dominance of this control.
Now
of
the
this
city
factor.
Council had to vote to do this too, right?
They took the recommendations of staff.
And who voted for it?
All but Patrick Jones.
So four of them voted to go forward with this because, hey, this is a slam dunk.
Absolutely.
It was a slam dunk.
In the opposite direction.
There we go. I wonder, do they take that money, do they kind of like deduct part of that out of our city attorney? Do they?
Sadly enough, no. It was suggested, however, that happened. But no, we the citizens of Reading have the privilege of paying off the bet that was made by city council and our city attorney.
Okay. We got to take a break here. We come back, we can finish up on that. But we're also, there's
Board of Supervisors.
Well, no, I want to talk to you. Were you there last night when you were talking about the Reading Electric Utility at all?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about that too, okay. About the rates rising, and then of course the oversight board there. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, John Dixon. We're Free Fire Radio. It is 7:21 in the morning. It's 34 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
I'm a little bit rusty and I think my head is caving in. And I don't know if I've ever been really loved by a hand that's touched me.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. My co-host today, of course, is John Dixon. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we have our new operating system in. It seems to be operating without flaws. Is that what it looks like to you there, Bad Bomb?
Well, the stream for the, device that generates our audio stream appears to be, working normally.
And the chat room, are you looking at over
well,
there?
Well, the audio stream and the chat room are two parallel things. They're not intimately connected.
Well, they must be because I hear you.
I like that.
Well,
kind of
when
tone.
You bring up the chat room, you get the audio stream, but they are not otherwise connected.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's cold. It's 34 degrees. Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. Cappuccino. Espresso. You name it. Lattes. They'll fix it for you. And, of course, they meet or beat any prices on tobacco in town at Tobacco and Brew. And discounts for veterans, plus you're treated very, very well while you're there. Supported our community for over 30 years, have Joe and Shelley at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, let's get back into a couple of things here. The REU panel that was discussed, they want to put in an oversight panel for the REU. And I think the vote now is 3-2 to do that, but they voted 4-1 to go back and have the staff kind of smooth all this stuff out.
Before we get into it, can I make one personal note here?
Sure.
A shout out, happy birthday to Sharon Morenius. Today is her special day, and I just wanted to say
Sharon.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Sharon.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Now. All right. Now, putting a committee over REUI, you know, this was something Patrick Jones wanted to do, and obviously Gary Cadd was on top of that because Gary Cadd's been involved with any questions that come with REU.
He was very instrumental in the panel that was set up by Mary Siegel back in the day.
And here's my problem with these things, is these panels and these oversight committees, you know, say anything you want about them. It's, to me, it still goes back to the city council. And so when you put people in between you and the entity that you're trying to govern, what good is that going to do? I know they're not getting paid, but sometimes you get what you pay for.
It's a obvious, as far as I'm concerned, political shield to keep you from having a problem in regards to what decision you make and how it may affect the voters in any future elections you're involved in.
7.8% rates are going up this year, 7.8% next year. Already my electric bill is, you know, I'm going to call them today and say, how can it go from this to this? And I'm using less electricity.
Especially when those percentages don't, say it's 7.85 and yet the bill seems to go up almost 25 or 30%.
Yeah, what is that?
Now, the other thing about that I would like to address, even though it's almost old news, but it isn't to me, and that is that they're sending the customer call center jobs back to Nebraska. And this has been approved and it's going to happen and yada, yada, yada. One of our council people, the reason he said he was voting for this was because he had an opportunity to call the call center and had to wait for like 15 or 20 minutes to get any service from them. So he was voting to send them back out of the area. Now, needless to say, this is multiple million dollars of salaries that was in this community that are now going to Nebraska. All right. The head of REU, the current head, Barry Tiffin, said that he had been preparing for this for the past 6 months by not filling jobs in the call center so that it wouldn't impact the populace so much when they had to move the jobs back to Nebraska. Now, he'd been doing this for 6 months, was 6 months prior to the city council ever voting on this. Now, couldn't it be that possibly the reason that city councilman who didn't vote on it because he couldn't get service because they weren't filling the job 6 months in advance?
That could be, but let me, every month I call them. I pay my bill. Sometimes I try to pay online, but that's screwed up. And this is the system that they put in. I mean, the paying. I've never had to wait 20 minutes. I've always been helped by very friendly people down there. They have, it's like they can't do enough to help you. So, I'm waiting to see what this next group is going to be. We got to take a break for the news. When I come back, we've got some of the things we need to catch up on, something that happened in Maine. But I want to talk about the Board of Supervisors. Frankly, I'm a little disappointed in what happened at the Board of Supervisors yesterday. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and John Dixon, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are under pressure today with Boeing shares weighing heavily on the Dow Industrial Average. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 40 points. Meanwhile, Alcatel-Lucent has landed one of the largest contracts ever in India with a $1 billion 8-year deal to manage Reliance Communications wireless and fixed-line telecom networks in that country. The networks are currently being managed by a joint venture between the two companies, which will end in June. As part of the deal, Alcatel-Lucent will take on about 4,000 Reliance employees. And the U.S. fiscal crisis is still the biggest single individual risk facing investors, according to a new survey of fund managers published by Bank of America Merrill Lynch. 37% of investors polled said it was their biggest worry. The European debt crisis came in second with 23%, and a hard landing for the Chinese economy was third on the list with 12%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services. 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindabott, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. Linda's on her sabbatical. Of course, John Dixon is my guest co-host today. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, emergency calls, repairs, routine maintenance. They'll do it, and they'll do the job right. Any type of air conditioning or heating system. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. They've been in the business here since 1992. Martin and his people have. Again, 530-221-2642. All right, Board of Supervisors. The pot question. And I can just imagine the place was completely filled last night and or yesterday morning, because the idea was they might have voted or put a new ordinance in that banned pot growing anywhere in the county on the outside, made them move it inside. So I can just imagine how many people were there, and that the, you know, there were some feelings that were high.
So the Board of Supervisors then jumped right into the fray and took decisive action to have a policy in place before the growing season started, right?
That was the idea.
And what happened?
Well, they appointed, what they ended up doing was appointing a committee.
First,
they've got to find the committee, then they appoint a committee. And then after the committee meets with both sides, it can come back and then talk to the Board of Supervisors. You know, frankly, no committee makes the final decision. We know that. No committee makes the final decision. And let's talk about this. You put a committee out there comprised of good citizens, people that should be as nonpartisan as possible to do this. You may have one pro and one, you know, anti.
Opposed.
But then you should have, you know, a third or, you know, a, you know, if it's going to be five people, you know, so two of them at least that are really want to see, you know, what's best for the county.
That are looking for a reasonable solution.
Yeah, they're looking for a solution. They didn't do that. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing is pointing a committee. But then this committee who talks to all both sides then comes back and reports to the Board of Supervisors. Now, the last time I looked, the Board of Supervisors getting paid about $60,000 a year. It's supposed to be like, kind of like, you know, at least I would think a half-time job or a three-quarters of a time job. Appointing a committee abrogates your responsibility, my friends. And frankly, I expect more from my Board of Supervisors than that. I expect them, then you call the meetings, you sit there, you listen to them, you make your decisions. What do you need a committee for? You're getting paid to make decisions. You're going to make the decision anyway. So why are you putting a committee between you and the people? I don't understand that.
Carl, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's, those things absolutely come across as political decisions to have a committee as a buffer between themselves and the people. And the buffer will protect them, because if they go with the decisions of this committee, then it's on the committee as their responsibility for having created the policy that the Board of Supervisors or the City Council voted on in favoring this committee. If they go against it, then they are showing that the boards do have some independent considerations, and they're voting their own conscience. It's a win-win situation for the elected official to have that panel in place. And it's a waste of our time and our effort. We elected these people to make decisions, to govern, and to do their job.
And if you vote, however you vote on this, you should be able to articulate why and say why I voted. This is why I voted. This is not, you know, the way it's being, you know, frankly, the law out there or the ordinance out there is not being enforced. For one thing, there's lots of complaints about it, and they don't have enough sheriffs. They don't have enough people from the. I guess this falls under the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-consuming natural resources.
Yeah,
division where they have where they go out there and they check out these things.
And that might be a good thing, as opposed to having the police out there to do it. Since when we talk to Tom Basenko, we find out that we only have a maximum of six patrol officers.
So many people out there
on a given day.
But still, putting a committee in between you, between the border supervisors and the people, to me is wrong. You know what? You've got enough time in your days. It's 5 days a week here, guys. And you can have these meetings. You can have them at different places even. And you can, you know, you call in. And then the five of you sit down for like 2 weeks and listen to people. And you, on the third week, you come up with the idea. You tell them this is the way we want to write the ordinance. And boom, you come out, you say, this is what we've decided. This is why we've decided it. And you stand up like the people we supposedly hired to do this job. And that's what we did. We hired you to do this job, not to have committees in between you and the people, and to come up with an answer and kicking it down the road so that it's, oh, okay, so just take the pressure off.
Well, Carl,
you can't stand the pressure. Maybe you shouldn't be there.
I got to say, you're being somewhat unfair. I know when you were a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps that whenever you had a decision to make, you called together a group of non-commissioned officers and enlisted men and said, what do you guys think?
Yeah, that
works. Can you advise us?
Yeah. I think we all should all have a beer. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Jay, hang on for over this break, and we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. John Dixon, of course, is my co-host today. At 8 o'clock, we'll be talking homeless. And we'll be talking homeless with Jessica Delaney, who is kind of heads up the coalition around here, talking about panhandling, the impact it's had on helping the homeless. We'll be right back.
Perfect harmony and teach the world to snuff the fires and the liars. Hey, I know it's just a song, but it's fast for the recipe. This is a love.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yaks.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back.
Well, the bless of my soul.
744. Yeah, Elvis has not left the building. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers.
I'm all shook up.
Senior discounts, veterans discounts, and competitive prices. Locally owned, family operated, they do the work for you. They come in, they're a happy group, and they're very safety oriented. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Stay warm out there. This is what they do. 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, thank you for waiting. You're live on KCNR.
Now you got that song stuck in my head.
I'm all shook up.
Well, you know, when I listen to what you're talking about, the whole thing, when they start to do these things, it's a slippery slope, because I'm in no way impugning our current board of supervisors, but that maneuver is the sort of thing that corrupt people do. A corrupt person would delay the decision, shake down both parties, and then make their choice based on the highest bidder. Now, I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but I'm saying when they start doing tactics like that, you start to lose the confidence of the people you're supposed to serve. I mean, it's like they haven't already gotten a black eye from the RC and Selmo debacle. I mean, come on, people. Pretend you have a job and do it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jay. Well, you know, the thing is, I'm not even saying there's a hint of corruption here. Here it is, oh my gosh, this is a tough decision to make in front of all these people. Let's point a committee and look at it. You know, no. You know, yes, you know what? You said something. You said, would you call in your privates, you know, and your NCOs and all that? And you know what? If you had time and you're making a decision that's going to affect their lives, if you have the opportunity to do that, yes, you call them in and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. You know, this is what I want to achieve. What's a good idea? Which is essentially what we just said, is you bring in the people that it's going to affect. You don't go down there and say, okay, Gunny, go down there, see what they want to do, come back and tell me. And the Gunny comes back and tells me, because, I mean, you don't need to do that. Now the Gunny is filtering. He filters what he hears. He filters what he sees. Maybe not on purpose. Just like the committee. They're going to filter it. They're going to ask certain questions. You're not going to get the nuances that you need to hear by talking directly to the people it affects.
My point, I think, more than the Gunny doing his job, which his job is definitely to interpret what the troops are talking about, what they're complaining about, what their issues are, and how you can address them. But you don't form a committee of your enlisted men to have them advise the officers on how to make a decision that has to do with the operations that are going on.
No doubt. Well, that's
it. Just isn't. It doesn't work that way, and it doesn't work that way. It shouldn't work that way in business. We elected these paid supervisors to make decisions based on their experiences and the input they receive from the constituency. Not in a subjunct little group that come in with special interests and tell them how they should.
Well, we've got two of the supervisors that was their first meeting or their second meeting.
Right.
So, you know, okay, you know, we'll give them a husk on this one. Look, this is your first one, but we've got, you know, people there, you know, Kehoe and Modi and Baugh. You guys have been there. You all were there for the ordinances. This can't be a surprise to you. I don't, you know, to abrogate your responsibilities like that, I just don't understand it.
I didn't see how the vote went. I don't know how Mr. Chappelle and Mrs. Giacomini voted, but it would be interesting to see what their positions were on this, whether the committee was a 5-0 appointment or not.
4-1. So I don't know. I don't know. Oh, no, that was the city council. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Guess who the one was.
Yeah, we know that.
They decided they're not ready. So I don't even know. The formation of the advisory committee does not allow this board to escape its ultimate responsibility to make a decision. That's what Les Baugh said. Well, yeah, Les. So
why are
we doing it? Anyway, okay.
Can I say one more thing about the Board of Supervisors before we get off of it? And that is that they have been directed by the state court to issue refunds of
fees
that were charged to the cities for handling the collection of taxes, real property taxes. And they are going to have to refund here in Shasta County to Reading, like I think 1.4 million.
1.4 million to Reading, and it comes out to a total of 1.8 million to Reading and Shasta Lake and Anderson.
Right.
Plus could cost the county $425,000 a year.
In handling fees. Now, the interesting thing about this is at city level and county level, they have charged for collecting taxes and fees for the cities and for individual disbursements throughout history. I don't know if this is going to establish a precedent that's going to allow all people, all businesses that do business with the city who the city collects fees for and passes them on and charges a 5 or 10% handling fee, whether they're going to be able to get a return on this also.
And you don't even know how many years this is going to go back. That's
exactly.
The other thing. You know, it could go back.
5, 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Just say, okay, we're going to start this as of 10 years ago. I mean,
if it's retroactive, it's going to be a ton of money, and it's going to, you know, and when you look at the county and you see that the total reserves of the county right now in cash are about $6.2 million. We just wiped out $1.4 million.
Well, I think what's going to happen is if this happens, that there's going to be some kind of deal paying it off, you know.
Well, they're supposed to be negotiating some kind of settlement on this.
And all this started was from a judge's decision about the city of Los Angeles.
Right.
And then it affected like 48 different entities around there, or the county of Los Angeles.
It's going to make for some major hits on the community.
Okay. All right. Going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the latest in gun control or the gun grab. And frankly, I would like to see draconian measures by President Obama in the White House. I would like them to see them to try. I would like to see them say, hey, look, we're going to take the weapons away from you because you can't be trusted with it. We'll be right back.
We spotted the ocean. The head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Ensemble Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It is, 7:55 in the morning. My guest co-host today, John Dix, we've been talking about City Council and the, and our Board of Supervisors. Good people all. We're giving away some tickets. That's right. You know what? The Reading School of the Arts has just a super, super program. And they're going to put on Disney's The Little Mermaid for February 1st, 2nd, and the 9th. It's going to have all the songs in it. And you can get your photos taken with some of your favorite characters. A good place to take the kids or grandkids. And we have two tickets to give away. That's right, two. And to be good, they're good for any of the performances. February 1st at 7 p.m., February 2nd and 9th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Give us a call at 605-4567. 605-4567. The first one to call gets these tickets. And you can just, what a great time you're going to have. Or take your child to it, or,
grandkids,
anybody. Or your loved ones. You can take, you're going to have a good time. It's going to be a good show. 605-4567. Free tickets there. Okay. All right. Let's go to Obama. May I?
I think we should.
Okay, he's going to make his big announcement today, surrounded by kids. Of course. He's going to have kids all around him. I know John's sitting here aghast, holding his hands, facing his hands. It's true. And you know who these kids are? These are the ones that wrote to the president and said, oh, please, Mr. President, do something about the guns.
Make us safe.
What about the little kid from Tennessee that says, okay, we have somebody that won the tickets here. Good. Thank you. What about the little kid from Tennessee that says, Mr. President, could I have a gun? They probably didn't invite him.
No, I doubt seriously that he got a White House press pass to come in and give right. his speech.
What can the president do today? He can make announcements saying we've got to tighten up. He wants Congress to pass legislation to ban all assault, quote, assault weapons. I think when I use the word assault is it was an adjective, right? I mean, assault bat. I'm pick up this computer, hit you with it. It's now an assault computer. Okay. Even getting into that. The bottom line is he can't use, and he said he's going to use executive orders. He can't use executive orders to circumvent legislation like that. That has got to go through Congress. The banning of weapons, the banning of high capacity magazines, and this other stuff. What he can do, if I understand this right, he can get into your background checks. He can get into import of weapons, which you could stop importing certain weapons. There's a lot of things he can do.
As I've mentioned to you already, that my major concern is that it's being pushed that he get into the mental health issues and that this become the true disqualifier for people to be able to have a weapon. Once again, the arbitrary decision as to who has mental competence and who doesn't is so arbitrary that you could basically ban guns to everybody in the country if you did a true mental check on it. They can go back through school records when you threw a tantrum in the third grade and declare that you are not mentally competent to own a gun if this is the way you're going to react to a stress situation.
Well, I mean, that they could go through your school records.
Absolutely.
Does that mean we can find out what happened when Mr. Obama went to college at Occidental?
There's an executive order saying you can't look into that.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I mean, I thought, okay, you know, I'm willing to look at my school records. I don't know what you're going to find. My bottom line here on this then is that nobody, you know, what one thing have I seen, not one thing have I seen from the federal, the state, is to say, How can we make our schools safer? Forget the gun debate. That's going to take forever. And let's face it, somebody picks up a shotgun, a Mossberg with 8 rounds, walks into a schoolroom, it's going to be even worse. And guess what? That is not a semi-automatic weapon. That's a pump weapon. But nothing's being said about how do we make the schools safer? Not making them into an armed camp, not making them into bunkers, but just little things that we could do, small things to lock up the rooms to keep the kids safe until the cops can get there. And the police have changed their procedures so much since Columbine about how they react to a school shooting.
You know, my biggest concern is there are so many entry portals to schools. I mean, you have so many ways to get into them and so many, I mean, if somebody is dedicated to doing this, they're going to do it. That's my point. And we have to deal more with the individual than we are the functions of the school.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that we need to identify those people with problems. I think we need to enforce the laws that are already out there, because those are very serious laws. I mean, those are ones that felons shouldn't have. There's certain people shouldn't have guns. Let's enforce those laws. Let's try to see what we can do to make our school safer in the sense of locks, cameras, those things to give our kids a chance so that we can keep people out. I mean, nobody's even saying anything about this, John. Anyway, we come back when we talk in homelessness, panhandling, and transients. And what is the real problem we have here in Reading? We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How to curb gun violence? President Obama will give us his proposals later this hour.
The president seems to be convinced that the American people don't need to be able to protect themselves. It's okay if he has Secret Service, but forget the rest of us.
Larry Pratt heads up Gun Owners of America. Now to the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
Well, the president will be unveiling the details of the plan that will shape the start of his second administration. It's said to be comprehensive, but the most prominent features will be centered on gun controls. The president already making it clear he wants a ban on assault-style weapons and high-capacity ammunition clips. Also expected universal background checks covering private sales and gun shows, and more federal data collection on gun violence. Now, some the White House think can be done by executive order, but much is going to need congressional approval. Dave?
Mike, two more big banks will be paying people back in yet another foreclosure settlement. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley will pay a combined $557 million for wrongfully foreclosing on homeowners who should have been allowed to stay in their homes. The agreement settles federal complaints and is similar to deals struck earlier this month with 10 other major banks and mortgage lenders. All total, the one dozen firms are paying more than $9 billion to compensate hundreds of thousands of Americans whose homes were seized because of so-called robo-signing foreclosures. Dave.
Jared, there are now two dead at an attack on a natural gas complex in the desert in Algeria, six more wounded, and there are numerous reports 41 foreigners, some possibly American, are being held hostage by Al-Qaeda-linked militants from Mali. An Oregon woman who fell in a parking garage early this morning, then got stuck between two walls, was just freed.
We just assured her that we were doing everything we could to get her out, and we were going to get out as soon as possible, and we weren't going home without her.
Portland Fire and Rescue Lieutenant Rich Chapman, they cut a hole, then used an airbag to spread the walls to get her out. She only had about 8 to 10 inches of space. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
For nearly 30 years, Sam's Club has been in business for your business. And if you're not a member yet, now is the perfect time to join. Sign up for a Sam's Club business membership by January 18th and start your savings with a gift card worth up to $20. Then save time and lower costs all year long with exceptional savings on the items you need most, from quality office products to the freshest foods. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
French troops are on the ground in Mali, ready to battle militants who've taken over part of the African nation. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, France's defence minister has acknowledged this is likely to be a long battle. A ground assault is beginning today after 6 days of airstrikes. France is looking to block an advance by rebel forces linked to Al-Qaeda. The rebels already control northern Mali and they're pushing towards the capital in the south.
Cette décision nécessaire.
French President François Hollande saying the intervention was necessary. He says if troops hadn't gone in when they did, terrorists would control the whole country by now. Dave?
Simon, a helicopter hit a crane this morning in the middle of London during rush hour.
And it just plummeted straight down. Huge plume of black smoke went up.
The pilot and a person on the ground were killed in the crash. 13 others injured. Police say it could have been much worse. In Russia, one of the female punk rockers imprisoned for an anti-President Putin protest in a cathedral has lost an appeal to be let out of prison so she can take care of her 5-year-old son and then serve the rest of her 2-year sentence when the boy becomes a teenager. Same show. New judges. American Idol is back tonight.
I like to come in.
You like to sing?
No.
It's a new season with almost all new judges, except for Randy Jackson, who will probably never leave.
Your range is better than Mariah's.
I felt every single word you sang.
I don't know if the star factor is there.
Nicki Minaj, Keith Urban, and Mariah Carey have joined the judging panel, and we'll see them in action tonight during the audition rounds. Producers are hoping America will tune in to see the new panel following last year's disappointing ratings. The season 11 finale was the least watched ever. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, we are seeing a little bit of selling this morning. The Dow's down 40 points, even though a new report showed consumer prices were unchanged in December. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda is in her sabbatical for a couple of weeks. And when you ask, you know, well, what's Linda doing? Well, she's cataloging 40, but about 35 years of music, getting ready to do another CD this year, and a couple more shows. So she needs to do that. And just doing those things that is, you know, to redoing the house, your kitchen, all that stuff has to be done. And since I'm not going to do that, she gets to do that.
Carl, you're not going to do that?
I'm not going to re-catalog the music because me and music.
Well, but have you cataloged your gun safe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, that's you do that automatically. Okay. Go in there, you move some to the front, some to the back, and you put in the different, you know, stuff in there. So you're looking at it. I haven't seen these for a while, so I put it over there.
Which brings us back.
To
President Obama's.
Not quite. We haven't gotten there yet, We're getting there. We're going to get there in a minute. And, but there's a couple of things we need to talk about here. And one of them is our Wells Fargo advisors, talking about what's happening on the market. So let's head to, Josh Wiley. And Josh, what's the latest from Wall Street?
Well, good morning. We have mixed markets on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow's down 39 points at 13,495, while the Nasdaq's up 3 at 3,113, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,470. Oil's up 50 cents at $93.77 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.01%. Gold's down $6.30 this morning at $1,677, while silver's down 16 cents at $31.37 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Big Blue's down 28 cents at $192.22. ExxonMobil's down 2 dimes at $89.33, while 3M is up a penny at $97.29. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, and they're there to give you great advice on investments and where you should do with your money there. Stop by Park Marina Drive, where they're located. They're all great people doing great work down there. Okay, we have, what's the weather here? Gosh, we haven't done the weather in a while. Bad Bob.
Well, Carl, what we're looking at for the rest of the day is abundant sunshine, a high of 64 degrees, light and variable winds, mainly clear tonight, a low of 38. The big freeze is off up here, but down the valley that remains a concern. Mainly sunny tomorrow and a high of 65, and right now in Reading, 33 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, tomorrow night, pizza night up there. You know, handmade pizzas. It's not something that you just get out of a box. Hand make every one of them and give them a call at 474-5546 because they make just about 50 of them.
No frozen dough.
No frozen dough, nothing. Everything from scratch, and they sell them out pretty quick. And of course, horseback riding, sporting clays, dinners, brunches, just, and entertainment. All up in Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546.
Carl.
Yes, John.
If I may. I would just like to comment that this monstrous cold that Bad Bob has brought back with him from Las Vegas has done wonders for the resonance of his voice. That weather report was just really, really there.
Good job. It does. It sounds good. It sounds good there, Bad Bob.
So keep it cold all year long.
Okay. We are, let's see, what are we going to, okay. Haven Humane. Celebration at the Morgan Adoption Center. Grand opening and ribbon cutting ceremony is going to be this Friday. January 18th at 11 a.m. It's going to mark the completion of the Haven Humane Society's Morgan Adoption Center, now open and sheltering both City of Reading and Shasta County animals. You know, this place is really great. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it is just absolutely state-of-the-art, and it's a good time for everybody to come down and take a look at the facility. Give them a call at 241-1653, but I think, you know, we're going to be down there at 11 o'clock on Friday for this grand opening. I mean, this is we should be very proud of this.
You know, I have a bit of a tough time with this, and I'll tell you why. I have some very demonstrative friends on Facebook, one of which is Barbara Harrison, who puts these extremely appealing dogs in their need on Facebook, where you get to look in the eyes of these dogs that need to be adopted.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going, I want that one. I want that one. No, I want that one.
Linda told me the other
day. I'm going to wind up with 35 dogs if I keep this up.
We were getting ready. We were heading out of town over a weekend. And we're going to be gone for like 2 days. That's the only thing that saved me. We're going to be gone Friday and then come back late Saturday, or Saturday and come back Sunday. She had found a dog. She was just at a place. She goes, oh. And she said, you know, I would have asked. She said, maybe, but you almost got another dog in the house. And that's the danger.
It is.
It is because, you know, you just, you know, how can you walk away?
Well, you know, I had a kennel full of dogs for a long time, got rid of them, said I'd never have another one because I didn't want to be that restricted, as a pet does make you restricted. And every time I see one of those appealing little monsters, I want them.
You know, I understand it. And, you know, Bob's got 43 cats. Okay, we'll be right back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. John Dixon is my guest co-host today. We're coming back. And we're going to be talking about homeless and transients and panhandlers with Jessica Delaney. We'll be right back.
Of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. John Dixon is my co-host for today. Our phone number's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great place here with Espresso Joe's, coffee of any make you want. The girls are making it. Great prices for it. The meter beat any tobacco prices in town. And tomorrow, I'm sorry, on the 17th, which is tomorrow, at from 5 to 8 p.m., they're having a big cigar event there. They're going to have the people in from the Rocky Patel, and they're going to be giving classes on it. But it's just every time they have an event like this, everybody has a great time. There's giveaways and all types of things there. That's at Tobacco and Brew tomorrow night from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Okay. What else do we have here? We have our guest, Jessica Delaney, and she represents the City of Reading and Shasta County Homeless Continuum of Care Council, or the COC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, hang on a second. Let me start all over again because we're just too busy getting on Facebook to turn on everything here. Okay. All right. So, start again. Jessica Delaney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. City of Reading and Shasta County Homeless Continuum of Care Council. We'll see, call that the COC.
Yes.
Is that all right? All right. Jessica, how'd you get involved in this, and tell us a little bit about you?
Well, I'm contracted by the City of Reading and Shasta County to coordinate the Homeless Continuum of Care Council. Prior to my role with this, I did direct service with homeless families and individuals here in Reading. I provided housing services for about 15 years, and I had my employer was Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, and prior to that, I actually worked for the county serving people with disabilities. I am very passionate about finding a solution to homelessness, and I think my role with the Continuum of Care Council is a good match.
Well, now you've been on the streets for, you know, fighting homelessness or helping the homeless for a long time, then.
Yes, the homeless and people that live with different types of disabilities.
Okay, this group that you're in, how long has it been around?
This group has been around since about 2004, formally. Mm-hmm. The Continuum of Care Council is a council that is directed by HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And HUD actually has encouraged communities to come together and operate a Continuum of Care Council in nearly every county nationwide. these the council is made up of different service providers and citizens that care about the issue, local government, and folks that are putting out efforts to end homelessness. So we hope to get together and work efficiently and collaborate our efforts.
Good morning, Jess. It's John.
Good morning.
You made a statement at the beginning of your opening there where you said an end to homelessness. Do you really see that there's an opportunity to end homelessness? And if so, what do you see that as? I mean, how does that paradigm work out? Because the simple answer is, you know, you're homeless, get a home, and you're not homeless anymore. But how do you see that playing out? Because as we've talked about, there's a difference between homeless panhandlers and transient indigents.
Correct. And I'll break down my answer at a couple different levels. First of all, I'm going to be frank. Homelessness is a challenge. It's been a challenge that's been part of humanity since its beginning.
Since they kicked the first person out of a cave.
Out of a cave. There you go. And so I'm not going to say that it's not a difficult undertaking. But if you go on to any HUD website and you look up Continuum of Care Council efforts and HUD's efforts, the efforts are geared to end homelessness. And, you know, we might take a look at that and say that's just impossible and throw our hands up and try to ignore the issue. And that's really not the way to address this. There are different types of homelessness. There are different levels of homelessness. And the federal government has taken upon themselves to develop a strategic plan to divide up different subpopulations of the homeless people that we have in America and target different populations.
Based on duration?
Maybe based on the type of individual. The federal government actually provides funding and a lot of focus on homeless families with children or homeless individuals with severe and persistent mental illness. So if we can take some of the most vulnerable and address them first and act rapidly with wraparound services, then we can begin to tackle this problem.
Do you administer Section 8?
We'll get to that right after the message there. I realize that this would be nice if we could just talk for an hour straight.
Why not?
But every so often we do have to take a break. We'll get back to that because another question about that is people that you see on the street that obviously need help. We have one that comes in, screams at our posters every day. I'm not sure where he sleeps at night or if he sleeps, but you know, these are things that we want to talk to you about. And then again, of course, getting into the Reading Crime Watch and how you all are working together in this. So we'll be right back. Carl Bott, John Dixon.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Darlene Linda Bott. John Dixon is our co-host today. And Jessica Delaney is our guest from the City of Reading in Shasta County Homeless Continuum of Care Council. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Let Sharon Clark and her and all of her caregivers help you by, coming to your house. She's going to do a free home assessment. Complimentary home assessment to see if you could use their services of transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All of her employees are background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. And again, Sharon will give you a complimentary home assessment to see if you need her services. 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. Okay. Good morning again, Jessica.
Good morning.
We talked about the people with mental problems that we see walking our streets here. And you said there's money specifically to help people with mental problems. How do you approach this? I know one of the things we talked about during the break is just engaging the people on the street to try and get them some help.
We have a variety of service providers that provide nearly any type of social need that's out there. Sometimes we run a little short on funding, and it can be very challenging. But our service providers work very hard to try to engage folks that might have a mental health issue and get them to services. Shasta County Mental Health provides mental health treatment, along with Shasta Community Health Center and some private providers. But we do have many folks out there that are suffering and living with mental health symptoms.
You know, when you look at this, and it seems like, well, we'll just go pick them up, take care of them, get them back on their feet, and everything will roll just fine. But when you actually do engage, as you say, with the person on the street, and these people can't fill out a form, a lot of them don't have any identification, you can't even get a common sense answer out of them about the most simplistic things that I've tried. And you wind up out of frustration giving them a little bit of money and moving on. How do you folks work with that?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'm really glad to address this issue and actually the way that you formatted your question. I think that we have to understand that the folks that are living with needs in our community run with a spectrum of issues. So, yes, you may have someone that might not be able to fill out a form or maybe a very low-functioning individual in the community and have a lot of needs. But you also might have someone that is living with a mental health issue or a mental health diagnosis that is a very intelligent person, very high-functioning, and might just be a mess financially or with a previous eviction or not, you know, their income might be too short to house themselves. So I don't want to put anyone in a box or define anyone that might be, you know, mentally ill, so they're too disabled to function, or they are such a mess that they have to resort to criminal activities. Homelessness is a group of individuals that are a reflection on humanity, just like the rest of society.
Yeah, the economy.
Yeah, and you know, there are good, there are bad, there are needy, there are people that can fend for themselves. So I just want folks to understand that just because we have a homeless population in this community, it does not mean that they are a group of individuals that are any different than anyone else in our society.
They are not criminals looking to steal things from you, you know, is what you're saying, no more than any other facet of society.
Correct. And I would like to say that, yes, in the homeless community, we do have criminal activity. And, yes, in the homeless community, we do have people with big hearts and that are good people. So,
isn't there a part of the community, though, that has chosen this is what they want to do because they don't want to live by rules?
You know,
that we live by?
I think that there are folks that find that it is very difficult to put out the effort to get the help that they need. Or maybe they have a long history of situations that have got them into this mess. Maybe it's a credit issue or, like I said, a previous landlord situation that went wrong. I can't imagine that anyone would choose such a inconvenient lifestyle. It's cold. It's difficult. You know, these folks are struggling. I can see that there are folks that maybe aren't putting the effort out that they need to get themselves out of this situation. And there again, I do see people that put out so much effort and they just can't make ends meet, and they could use that little help to get that deposit
and they
money.
They should be helped.
Yes.
And if they're the ones that are working and they have the children, they're working two jobs, the cost of electricity is going up another 7% this year, and you've got to make those decisions where you put your money. Absolutely. But there's also a group that this is their lifestyle. They don't want to they really don't want to be helped. I mean, they're out there. That may be a very small percentage. I hope it is. I hope that the efforts that we're doing with people here in, you know, in the COC and the city and the county are showing results. We've got about a minute left. Do you see results here? I mean, is it, obviously you've been in this a long time, so you must be getting some kind of positive feedback from this.
I do see results. The Shasta County Homeless Continuum of Care Council, we maintain the data on our homeless population. We take a census every year. We examine subpopulations. We look at trends. One of the trends that I would love to just yell from the top of a mountain about that I'm so proud of is that homeless families with children in our nation, that subpopulation is increasing rapidly. It is the one subpopulation in Shasta County that is decreasing.
So we're getting more people back into homes with children then?
Correct.
That's great. Oh, no, I mean, that is, you know, because we've got to make that extra effort and get the kids off the streets and into a home. Stability, education, you know, it's for the next step. That's good. So, but it's rising everywhere else in the United States.
It's rising nationwide. It is decreasing in Shasta County.
Okay, we've got like 15 seconds, so we're gonna take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about transients and panhandlers. And, cause this was the thing that got me, you know, that wanted me to have you on, so that you can talk about how we can really help. And by doing one thing. But we'll be right back. Carl Bott, John Dixon, Jessica Delaney is our guest.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. In about 25 minutes, President Obama announces proposals to prevent gun violence, with some already getting pushback. Larry Pratt, executive director of the lobbying group Gun Owners of America, asking why the president, with his Secret Service protection, wants to restrict gun access.
To have special privileges for others that wouldn't necessarily extend to us common people goes down a little hard.
Among other things, the president's expected to ask for background checks for all gun purchases. A tight squeeze for a woman in Portland, Oregon, who somehow got stuck between two two-story buildings. She's out after about 4 hours.
We used basically some soapy water to kind of lube up the sides of the walls, and then between us and her, she was getting out.
Rich Chapman with Portland Fire and Rescue. They used an airbag to spread the walls, which were only 8 or 10 inches apart. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl on the bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460, community radio for the North State. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And I assume we're still streaming live there, aren't we, Bad Bob? My computer, as usual, at 8:30 every morning, it just stops. And the chat room is up and running. Yeah, we're going for it. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. If you can't get a great haircut there, you're not going to find a place in town that does it better. That's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. My guest today is Jessica Delaney, City of Reading and Shasta County, Homeless Continuum of Care Council. And, of course, my co-host today, John Dixon, one of my buddies. And
good morning again.
You know, a community activist. And you are. And when I say activist, I say that in a good sense, is that John is on all sides. He's on different sides of different issues. I mean, you're not just a one-trick pony.
I'm a practicing eclectic.
There you go.
I believe in that.
All right. Now. Anyway, and Jessica Delaney has been involved with the homeless, in the homeless situation and fighting the homelessness problem for well over 15 years. And one of the things that attracted me to what she was saying and wanted to have her on because of this new initiative about panhandling, that panhandling is costing the homeless a lot of money. Is this correct?
It's costing our programs a lot of money. A lot of money that could be going to our programs may just be going in panhandlers' pockets, and it's concerning.
And statistics, I think I saw. Do you have statistics with you? I mean, I've seen some from Shasta College, but I know you have some.
I do. We survey all of the homeless individuals that we can make contact with. We do it as a federal mandate one time a year. We also do this year-round. The People of Progress takes the lead on that project. And our numbers are pretty solid. We compare them to other providers like the Good News Rescue Mission that also takes in data. And we've found that in the past year, we've found approximately 3,200 people in this community are living homeless or imminently at risk of becoming homeless within 2 weeks. And that represents around 700 children.
Okay. And So that's, we have 3,200 homeless at any one time, or getting ready to be homeless, you're saying?
Correct.
All right. And this, and so working with the Good News Rescue Mission and your council and all this is putting them into a home.
Our council provides a variety of services. We have service providers with many different focuses, whether that's a medical focus for people that are living unsheltered, like the Hope Van does, mm-hmm. or our food banks that join us, the Salvation Army, Section 8, like you mentioned, with the public yes. housing authorities, local government, nonprofits, anyone that's out there to help those in need.
Okay, the chief of police and Ed Rawlings from the Reading Community or Merchants Crime Watch, they've made three distinctions. They've said there's homeless, there's transients, and there's panhandlers. And the homeless are ones that should be helped, but they are putting a lot of emphasis on transients and panhandlers. That it's the panhandlers that are costing the homeless programs, as we just mentioned, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Do you see that also?
I do. I have been working with the Reading Merchants Crime Watch group. I was invited by Chief Paletti in December to address the issue. Chief Paletti and I have both really wanted to communicate that his role in this community is to deal with criminal issues and public safety. My role in the community is to address homelessness. So we absolutely have to differentiate that. And I know that the group that the business is involved with, the Reading Merchants Crime Watch group, we're experiencing a lot of both criminal activity and homeless issues. So we came to kind of make that division. And I spoke to the group, and I'll go back to the data that I just gave you about homelessness. And I told them something that people say to me all the time. My friends and family will come to me and say, Jessica, what's going on? It looks like homelessness is getting out of control in this community. I see them everywhere. And my response is that the data that we're seeing is not spiking and dropping in major levels. Our trends are staying pretty constant. You may see a lot of panhandling, and you may see a lack of resources, folks that just maybe don't have the drug and alcohol programs that we used to have or the mental health resources that we used to have because we lost funding statewide and you know, all over. And that's where I get into wanting folks to understand the difference between criminal behavior, which is Chief Paletti's realm, homelessness, which is something I care deeply about, and panhandling. In my 15 years of providing direct service on the streets, I got to know a lot of homeless individuals. I got to where I could drive around and recognize face after face and say, there's Tommy, there's Susie, there's, you know, Joe, and oh, there's a new guy. Never once. In all of that time, did I ever recognize a face behind a sign? And there's a variety of reasons for that. Either they weren't homeless, they weren't accessing services, or they weren't from here.
Now, that's the part we want to get into. That's the part we want to get into about the panhandlers. You've been dealing with the homeless around here for 15 years, and the ones you see in panhandling, you have no idea who they are. They're
correct.
Either coming through or they're nowhere in the programs. The cost of this, can you put a monetary cost?
I can. I've done a little math and it's become kind of sensational. I know it was featured in the Record Searchlight, and I'll give you the most sensational number that I came up with.
Oh, okay.
The day before I spoke to the Reading Crime Watch group, I was just driving around in my regular travels and I counted 5 panhandlers. I wasn't out looking for them. They were in my travels. I did the math on those 5 panhandlers. Based on a statistic that I found online that panhandlers can make up to $300 a day, which to me sounds a little lofty. I really
in
think
Reading,
these folks
bit,
are
yeah.
not really.
They're probably hitting the $25, $50, $100 range. But let me give you the math on 5 panhandlers making $300 a day annually. That's over $500,000. I believe that the number is $547,000, something like that.
Okay, that's 5 panhandlers doing $300 a day, comes out to over $500,000.
Correct.
And non-taxable money.
Correct. And, you know, we could break this down and say 10 panhandlers yeah. making $150,000. I don't think it's that unreasonable to understand that these are private dollars coming out of our generous community's pockets that are going to panhandlers and not to the programs.
Okay. We got to take a break now, and I know, John, you've got some questions.
But
that was one of the things I wanted to talk about, is that we have money going straight to people that aren't even in the programs that could be used. If you want to give $20 to a panhandler or a dollar to a panhandler, give it to an organization that's going to help the homeless. And this, you know, you can hand out these little tickets that say, go down to Good News Rescue Mission. What you have then is 100 tickets laying there on the ground. But at least it's not money. All right, we'll be right back. Our guest, Jessica Delaney from the City of Redding and Shasta County Homeless Continuum of Care Council, and my co-host, John Dixon, and I'll let you jump into this one, John, as soon as we get back.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Reading's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Reading's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. 8:45 in the morning, Carl Bott, my co-host John Dixon, and we're here with Jessica Delaney. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve and your neighbors down at the Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. They have the previously owned or brand new car, truck, or SUV that's going to meet your everything that you want. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell, and their service department is second to none. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading, or give them a call at 530-223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. Get that. You know what? I believe the Ram truck is the 2013 Truck of the Year.
Truck of the Year.
So you might want to go down and take a look at that. I'm going to. Okay, Jessica Delaney of the COC, which is helping out the homeless. Now, we're talking about the cost of panhandling vice homelessness, the homeless, which is two different things. And John, you had a question
here. Well, I did, and at the break we were talking about how many dedicated professional panhandlers there were. And Jessica came up with an allegorical comparison as to why we have so many dedicated panhandlers here in the community, and I thought it was so appropriate we need to have her talk about it right now. The geese.
This was a lighthearted conversation, and I don't want anyone to feel that I am taking this situation.
We're going to direct this to these.
Well, no, this
correct.
Is transit panhandlers.
We're not
the homeless. We're not talking homeless here.
Certainly, and I have a. This is a good segue into our topic that we were going to discuss about the little giveaway
yes,
cards.
Yes, right.
But we talked about the Canadian snow geese that are the Canadian geese down on Park Marina, and all of the folks that go and enjoy feeding those geese the bread and visiting with them. That's a migratory animal.
That has ceased being migratory because
it's living here permanently because
it's being fed good.
It's being fed well.
Yeah.
I guess I'd like to segue into the little cards that we did put out an effort to try to educate panhandlers about the resources that they could access. The Continuum of Care Council, along with the Reading Police Department years ago, came up with this wonderful solution to list services on a card, a place where folks could get a meal or stay or find a warm coat. And we encouraged our donors to give those cards to our panhandlers. But when we as service providers are finding that these folks aren't accessing services, we're finding that the little cards aren't effective. It's something that the donor can have in hand and have that human experience. But honestly, as long as we have folks that are giving the money because that's what they want, then we will continue to have a panhandling problem, and that money will not be going to our programs, which limits our resources.
Those geese have stopped here in our community, and the only way to get them to move on and migrate as they're supposed to, and I am saying the professional panhandlers, if you want them to move on, stop feeding them. No. Just because they have a sign doesn't mean you have to suffer guilt and fear and give them money. The answer is to don't give them money, and they will move on.
And speaking on behalf of our council, moving on isn't the only solution. Moving into services and getting on your feet is truly what we want to see.
But that is moving on.
Correct.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Hi, good morning. I have a question for your guest, reference the Bill of Rights for the Homeless proposed by Tom Amiano in San Francisco, AB 5. And I wanted to get your guest's opinion regarding that bill that's being proposed regarding Amiano suggesting that the homeless have the basic human right to panhandle, also mandating that public bathrooms be available around the clock to the homeless. Just want to get your guest's opinion on that, and does she support it? And I'll take my answer up the air.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth. This is actually becoming a hot topic. Every day I seem to hear something about AB5, and I'll tell you what I do support. I support permanent housing. I support an end to the problem. The only way to end homelessness is to house the homeless individuals. Every human being on this planet deserves to live with rights, but we have a responsibility to help folks into the solution, and I think that putting our efforts into making homelessness more comfortable will create homelessness, it will encourage homelessness, and it does not end the problem.
I'm going to break on that. That is a perfect answer to that question. A perfect answer. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to our last segment of Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. When we say community radio for the North State, we mean that.
Just a programming note, we're going to finish the show, but if you, right after that, because I'm sure they'll replay it a dozen times, the president and the vice president are giving their, solutions to save us all from gun violence.
Surrounded by children.
Yes,
okay. All right.
It's for the children.
Well, that's not our topic of conversation today. Our guest is, of course, as I'm just missing all my pieces. I'm trying to do is find my glasses now. Jessica Delaney from my City of Reading and Shasta County Homeless Continuum of Care Council. And, of course, my co-host for today is John Dixon. And we've been talking about homelessness and transients in the AB5, which in your answer was just, of course, superb. We've had comments from the chat room. It's a, you know, great show. One of the reasons I love doing this radio show is I learn something every day. Some things I don't want to learn, but things I do want to learn from the experts. If we can handle the panhandlers, we can cut them off of those funds. Because, as you've said, and you know probably most of the people that are in these programs, you don't see the panhandlers in these programs.
Correct. And I can give a disclaimer. It's been probably 3 or 4 years since I've done direct service on the streets. Mm-hmm. But I speak to our programs and our providers every day, and they're seeing the same thing. The Good News Rescue Mission does not allow their residents to panhandle. Mm-hmm. I know that Living Hope also discourages panhandling because these folks want the individuals that they're helping to get in and be part of their programs, save their money, and be part of the mental health programs and the drug and alcohol programs.
We want to get them off the street is the bottom line.
We want to get them into housing.
Right. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning. Hey, when a person that has a tent set up in the woods, and that is a home to him, and they come through and the county and the Caltrans come through and wipes all of them out and throws them in the garbage, whose fault is that the guy had a home and then the county and the state just made him a homeless, but they don't give him another place to live?
Unfortunately.
Okay, Jim, thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I think Dixon does a great job as a co-host.
Oh, really?
Thank you, Jim.
So what'd you do? Pay you before you came
in? The check is in the mail.
Right. You know, one thing, Jim, if I can say this, is that the tents and the sleeping bags are given to a lot of the people, and they're given 7 days. The police cannot, by law, just walk in and kick them out and take their stuff. That was one of the things that was passed. And so they've got it. They say, we're going to come in here and we're going to move you. And you've got 7 days to move yourself and take all your stuff. So that's just, you know, so that's just, they don't just don't come in and seize things like that. Okay. But okay. Thanks a lot, Jim.
And I'd like to address the issue. A tent is not a home, unfortunately. It's a Band-Aid. It's something that maybe you're ill and it's keeping you out of the elements, and that's the only benefit of it.
Shelter but from the storm.
A tent is not meant for human habitation. It does not have a cooking facility. It does not have a restroom facility. And oftentimes the tents are placed in inappropriate places and the camping becomes illegal. The Continuum of Care Council has worked closely for many years with the Reading Police Department on these issues, and RPD gives several chances to the folks that are living in tents. They give them a warning, and the warning maybe gets stronger. I've seen the little slips that are placed on the tents. They change color almost like your City of Reading utility bill as it
as it gets worse and worse, huh?
Good observation.
Well, but it is. But see, and you're right. And they go in and they put them in places that, and there's no sewage. There's nothing. They destroy areas, and there's tons of garbage afterwards.
Additionally, RPD will collect the belongings and save them for the homeless individuals to recollect them. And the individual themselves doesn't even really need to go down there and face the department in person. They can actually send a note in, and somebody can come on their behalf to collect belongings. So I feel that RPD has done what they can to try to work with this social problem while protecting the public's safety.
Okay. John, you got anything else? We got like a minute left here.
I think there has been suggestions of a tent area for people to be able to use on a transit basis, not transit through the city, but transit from home to homeless. What do you think about that, Jess? You think that's an idea?
My passion is permanent housing. I'd like to end homelessness.
And you know, here's the other thing too. As soon as you put something up like that, who's responsible? Who's legally responsible? If once the city puts something up like that, if somebody gets hurt, guess what? They're going to sue.
It's over.
All right. Jessica Delaney from the City of Reading and Shasta County Homeless Continuum of Care Council. You need to come back on again because you got a couple other things that are going on that we need to talk about. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Tomorrow, Reading Chief of Police, Rob Pelletti, we're going to talk about this along with the other things. And, of course, the Sroptimus Kings and Queens candidates will be in here. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Brading. The wraps come off the president's plan to help fight gun violence, with some victims' families from the Newtown school massacre looking on.
I have no illusions about what we're up against or how hard the task is in front of us. But I also have never seen the nation's conscience so shaken.
Vice President Joe Biden speaking first, the president just taking the podium moments ago. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
The president is unveiling his gun violence plan, accompanied by children who wrote letters in the days following the Sandy Hook massacre. Among the items the president's asking Congress to do, renew a federal assault-style weapons ban and limit high-capacity ammunition clips. President Obama is also announcing more than a dozen executive orders, actions Congress won't need to approve. Largely, those direct better enforcement of existing laws like lying on background checks. The president will also offer incentives to schools to hire additional security